This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado added fewer jobs than previously reported this year. CPR Sarah Mulholland says the state's Labor Department is investigating the discrepancy.
The BLS says Colorado's jobs were overcounted by more than 72,000 during the 12 months ended last March. It's not unusual for jobs numbers to change as more information becomes available. But even so, such a large revision is unusual. For the entire U.S., jobs were revised down by about 818,000. That means that Colorado accounted for nearly 9% of the nationwide revisions, far more than would be expected. If the new numbers are correct, it could mean Colorado is actually losing jobs. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Colorado golfer Wyndham Clark is among the top competitors going for a win in the BMW Championship at Castle Pines this weekend. Denver Post sports reporter Corey Massasek has been covering the tournament. He says in recent years, Clark has been struggling to rise in the ranks.
And then last year was the big breakthrough. The way people put it, it took a long time for him to come out of nowhere. But like last year, he won his first tournament, and then he won his first major at the U.S. Open.
Clark faces some stiff competition, including Scottie Scheffler, the top-ranked golfer in the world. The BMW, which will end Sunday, is the first PGA Tour event to come to Colorado in over a decade. All roads are reopened in Boulder following a train collision late last night. Two train conductors suffered minor injuries. It's unclear what caused the crash. Fuel from the train was absorbed into sand that spilled from one of the train cars, according to Boulder Police. BNSF Railway is investigating the crash. There's more news at CPR.org. This is CPR News and KRCC.